In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two, Rodo Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, joined by the King, the Fantasy Executive, and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, I said this yesterday morning. David Johnson got through the MRI on Sunday night. But the MRI, the X-ray didn't matter. X-ray meant nothing. It all comes down to that MRI. And it leaked out. All right, it might be a couple weeks. It might be a short-term thing, but the Cardinals, they're optimistic. It leaks out a little bit later on. MRI didn't go so good. It might be a few weeks, maybe half a season, says Chris Mortensen. It leaks out several minutes later. This is really, really bad for David Johnson. Leaks out several minutes later. Not leaks out. Bruce Arians has a press conference. Says this injury is the same as TJ Logan. TJ Logan is out 12 weeks for the Arizona Cardinals. Leaks out that the Cardinals very well may put David Johnson on injured reserve. Maybe come back at the end of the year, but put David Johnson on injured reserve. That's where we start. The number one overall player in fantasy football, hitting potentially the IR and being out for a significant, no matter what, being out for a significant period of time. Matt, what do we do?
Look, you know, I don't think Kerwin Williams is the answer or whoever they're going to put there. It's probably going to be a committee. I mean, I would like to, I'd add Kerwin Williams if, you know, if I had David Johnson, but I'm not going to go bidding crazy on him. I had the two top guys to go after is going to be Cohen and Javarius Buck Allen. But nobody's going to replace David Johnson. It's just irreplaceable. There was no handcuff for him or anything like that. So, look, it's football. And if anybody's, like, kind of happy that somebody in their league lost the number one pick, karma comes around, so... You know, and this was an elite talent.
All right. You know, it's funny. Well, sorry, Corey. It's funny. I got a text message yesterday after this happened.
Yeah.
It was from Matt Modica, my text message.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Modica texted me, and he said,
"Oh yeah.
If I imagine I had 100 leagues, and I drafted David Johnson first overall in all 100 of them,
ooh,
how I would feel
over.
Right.
It's over.
Now.
See, kind of like your fantasy week when I whipped you 141 to 116. My bottom line on that though is
sure.
My bottom line on that though is, and you can be quiet over there since I beat you this week. My bottom line is that the bottom line of diversification is ultimately I don't have to worry about diversification because it happens naturally. If I'm in 100 leagues, there's no way that I'm going to get a chance to draft David Johnson at 100. So it's moot.
But look, Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson to me are 1A, 1B, right there, 1-1.
Diversify your rosters or else you'll have a David Johnson situation on your hands.
Diversification happens naturally.
I'll tell you how to fix it when we come back, and it includes everybody.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Okay, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey said, heading in a break, replacing David Johnson takes all of us.
Okay, here's the thing. Every 10-team league, every 12-team league, every 8-team league, somebody in that league has David Johnson, they lost him, and they're in panic mode.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in a 12-team league, and you have Fab in this league,
mm-hmm.
Forget about Tariq Cohen. Forget about him. because the David Johnson owner is going to blow his whole thing to get Tariq Cohen as a replacement player on that team. So if you're not the David Johnson owner, put your bid in. Don't think you're going to get him, but make sure you bid because you want to drive that. We want the David Johnson owner in every league to pop his whole thing this week to try to get Tariq Cohen. Make him use his entire fab. Even if you got to send him a message, I'm bidding 980 on Tariq Cohen. Send him a message. Get his entire fab blown to go get Tariq Cohen. Take him. You want him not bidding on another player the rest of the season. Make him go get Cohen.
That's one point. The other thing, though, is I was getting a lot of questions last night, and a lot of people are wondering, and the regular mainstream player, Tariq Cohen or Buck Allen. Mm-hmm. So,
which,
you know, Buck
listen,
Allen's
we're gonna,
also
going to
be
we're
a
We're going to get into that in the third hour. But, we're going to get into the third hour in regards to Tariq Cohen and Buck Allen.
All right, but
I'm just on the fab part.
I understand.
I'm just saying on the fab part that people are going to go.
I don't want to get into that way now.
Going on Allen, too. But the other point is, when we were talking about David Johnson versus Le'Veon Bell, the reason why a lot of people were picking Johnson is because he doesn't have any documented injury history that we, other than, you know, the late season injury. Now we've seen two injuries in the last 2 years, so you know, that I think that narrative has already been pushed out the door.
We've seen two injuries in the last two games for David Johnson.
Yeah, so,
be real. If David Johnson would have got hurt in week 10, it would have been a different story. To me, they are. I had Bell 1. And I had Johnson too. But to me, I'll take either one. That's why you wanted. Yeah. Everything I did was at least 1, 2, 3, and then on. I mean, you wanted one of those two guys. So to me, they were even at worst.
Yeah, the narrative is already out the door. The reason why, one of the reasons why I also liked Johnson better, I felt like he was a bigger part of his team's offense. But, you know, that's all door now.
Le'Veon Bell was. Le'Veon Bell had the highest percentage last season.
Well, I felt like Johnson, like, this year would, like,
look,
there's
Johnson
less around
fantastic.
Him. Because they got Bryant back, they have Brown,
you
et cetera.
You did not lose if you got Bell or Johnson.
No.
It was the injury.
Well, you lost if you got, yeah, exactly.
It was the injury that happened. But this is the NFL.
Anybody, it's going to happen.
Anybody can get
it
hurt.
It just so happened that it happened to 1-1. So now what you going to do? Are you going to quit? You going to give up? You can't do that. You got to go out there and make the plays. If it's the trade that you have to make, maybe you got a little bit of depth on your bench, or maybe you got to be the guy to go out there and blow the ball on to Tariq Cohen, or maybe you say, you know what, I'm going to drop down to Buck Allen. I don't know what it's going to be, but this is not signal the end of the season. It is not over.
And
there's,
you know,
still plenty
is.
Of football left, and you can fix it. It's guys out there that you can fix it with.
And not just on the waiver wire. It's like, you know, especially if you're in like a 10-team league, you know, and a lot of people out there are, make a trade. You know, that's like, we didn't even get to that yet. It's like, everybody's going to go hard after Tariq Cohen or Buck Allen or, you know, even Marlon Mack, whoever. How do we know that these guys on the waiver wire are really the answer? If you really want to have the stability and reassurance there and you have some depth at other positions, you got to look at making a trade even before you hit the waiver wire.
Here's two guys, if you're a David Johnson. Look, they're not going to put up David Johnson numbers. But two guys I would definitely be targeting in PPR to try and keep your team afloat and make it to the playoffs is James White and Theo Riddick. They produce points. James White is going to be a huge part of this offense, especially with Amendola now with a concussion. Theo Riddick does it time and time again.
I didn't know that.
Nobody gives him respect.
Amendola got a concussion already.
Yes, Amendola's concussed.
What about Alvin Kamara?
Amendola,
if you want to take a shot on that. But I'm saying, these are two guys that have done it. These are two guys that have roles in that offense, you know, good offenses that are going to put up points. So
he's got to be
like a guy like Foreman. Foreman's role, they're already saying it's going to increase.
Yeah, no doubt. He's definitely a stash guy. I like, you know, Foreman. Listen, it's options out there. You got to figure it out. May not be on the waiver wire. Maybe it's the Cohen kid. Maybe it's not. I'm in a situation. If I'm a David Johnson, I don't have David Johnson at one place. If I was a David Johnson owner this morning, I would be putting $850 on Tariq Cohen. He would have to be on my team.
Why?
Period.
Why?
Yeah. Because he has that dynamic playmaking ability. He can be this year's Tyreek Hill. I need him for the whole season. I lost David Johnson in week one. I need to have Tariq Cohen in my lineup in week two.
Or he could be Gio Bernard when healthy, like a top 20 running back in PPR.
He can help you tread water, and you can get him for the rest of the season. You're not dropping 850 in week 11. You're dropping 850 in week two. Now you say, okay, well, fantasy exec, I got to go the rest of the way with no fab. Hey, a dollar here, a dollar there.
All right. That's all well and good, but there are a lot of people out there that play with regular waivers.
Yes,
where,
they're in trouble.
You know, I think even more got to make a trade there. And you know what? Especially if your leagues allow it, why not make a trade for the number one waiver pick?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
You
know, yeah,
you can do that. Look, whatever your league rules are, you look, the whole point I brought up those two players is, don't look at the big name. Like, everybody wants to, like, I lost David Johnson. Now I need to get, like, a top running back. I need that value. There's other ways of going about it. You know, maybe the Christian McCaffrey owner, you can go to him. Maybe you can get there are guys out there that can help you. And like I said, hopefully you have depth, too. Hopefully you have some depth on the team.
Yeah, and hopefully you do. And, you know, really no matter what style of league you play in, you know, there's ways to go about this. You know, ways to basically here fix what's going on. But a lot of people, like, will play with regular waivers. And, you know, those people probably feel like they're in trouble, but your season isn't over, you know, just because of one guy.
Let's stick to Arizona here. So David Johnson's now out for the next good while. I don't want to put a number on it because we don't know for sure. But he's out for a significant period of time. Now, we talked about this on YouTube Live yesterday afternoon, but I wanted to talk to each of the three of you to get where your head is at. Kerwin Williams won this job as a direct backup to David Johnson. And when David Johnson left briefly, yes, on Sunday, it was Kerwin Williams that came in and immediately scored the touchdown. So when we got on, the news kind of just broke. I'm all in on Kerwin Williams. This is me progressing, right, in my thought process. That I'm all in on Kerwin Williams. He's a direct backup. He beat out Chris Johnson for this job. He beat out Andre Ellington for this job. This is Kerwin Williams' job. Then I dove a little bit deeper, and I saw that Kerwin Williams played significantly less snaps on Sunday as the Arizona Cardinals were in comeback mode than Andre Ellington, especially in that fourth quarter, when Ellington being the passing down back, he was in and around. And like, okay, so you don't love Kerwin Williams, you don't love the Arizona Cardinals offensive line. Maybe you get in on Andre Ellington, who will be in there in comeback mode. If you ask for my takeaway from week one, it was that how good the pass catching down back was. Maybe Andre Ellington fits that mold. Maybe Andre Ellington kind of joins up with the Chris Thompsons and the Darren Sproles of the world. That was me then. Then you get into the mix like, maybe this team will re-sign a Chris Johnson. Bruce Arians even says it. Maybe we'll re-sign Chris Johnson. They still may. But the short-term move was go over to the practice squad. You mentioned Jonathan Williams a couple moments ago, Matt. They instead go to New England and sign a DJ Foster. This is seemingly has the mix of a committee, but maybe it doesn't. Maybe Kerwin Williams is the guy you can count on for touchdowns. Maybe Kerwin Williams is somebody that's going to be reliable. All I've read on Twitter from the analysts and the experts is you cannot trust Kerwin Williams. He's not going to be someone to rely on. It's a full-blown committee. Don't waste your fab here. Go after Tariq Cohen. Go after Buck Allen. Don't do this thing with Arizona. Maybe not. But I wanted to get your thoughts on it, Matt. I'll start with you. I'll go around the table here.
In the limited time I've seen, and it's not a big sample size, when Kerwin Williams has been on the field, he has looked kind of good. But this is Ellington, who's been in the system forever. He is a good pass-catching back. So it's going to be a committee. I don't know when Foster gets implemented into this system, if ever. So for me, I'll take a shot on a Williams or a or an Ellington very cheaply, just to put on my roster, maybe to see how it pans out. If Chris Johnson comes back, obviously, you know, we've seen him play for the Cardinals before, so he knows it very well, too. It'll just get more clustered. I think you have to go outside, ultimately.
Okay, Scotty?
I think it'll probably be some sort of timeshare between Kerwin Williams and Andre Ellington. You know, Williams has not looked like anything incredibly special, but I think they feel he can be dependable, and you know he'll get the goal line carries there very likely. So if you want to pick up anybody, I would probably say it's Kerwin Williams, but there are other guys out there like we've talked about that I'd rather pick up from other teams.
Put $2 on Williams, put $1 on Ellington. That's Bruce Arians right there. Put $2 on Williams, put $1 on Ellington, cross your fingers. What? Carson Palmer messes the whole thing up, though.
Why are you only putting $2 on Kerwin Williams? $2 out of what, 100 or 1,000?
It's nothing.
It's not nothing. It's not nothing.
Explain to me why.
Larry Fitzgerald.
I will explain to you why when we return here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts in the Morning. We are here, and I wanted to mention to Corey that the reason I'm picking up Kerwin Williams is because you constantly look to find, with your fab money, the backup running back, right? Like, that is the ideal situation, and the earlier you find it, naturally, the longer you have him for. The Cardinals' offensive line looked putrid on Sunday. Carson Palmer looked putrid on Sunday. I get it. But one other thing I saw was that when David Johnson left this game, who got the touchdown? It was Kerwin Williams. I'm not saying this dude's David Johnson. He's not. I'm not saying he's going to replace David Johnson. He won't. I'm not even saying he's better than Tariq Cohen. He's not. But to only put $2 on the... If you lost David Johnson... Let's put $2 on Kerwin Williams. God, if nothing else, I know is going to be the running back that scores touchdowns in Arizona. You got to do better than that. You got to do better than that.
I'm sorry, Scott. Okay, I'll agree about the $2. You got to put more. I'm not going to blow a significant amount of my fab. I will say that.
How much of your fab would you spend on Kerwin Williams?
If I own David Johnson... It's going to be a small percentage, like 5 to 10% at the most.
I would say, you know, because it may be something of a committee, especially if they re-sign Chris Johnson, who could become total mishmash. But I think he's more of a touchdown guy than the other two. So to your point right there, Greg. But I would have to say I would spend no more than, say, maybe like if I had a $100 budget, I wouldn't spend any more than maybe like $16. Or something like that. I feel like when the team is put together, too, you know, when they make those final cutdowns and they look at their roster, they obviously have confidence in Kerwin Williams as their number two. So he's going to get that first opportunity to carry the ball because that's why they play the preseason out. You know, Kerwin Williams is not anything spectacular, but they have him for a reason. They felt like If we're in an emergency, they are now the Arizona Cardinals, who is the guy that we want to turn to? And that is Kerwin Williams, probably first and foremost. You cannot replace a unique talent like David Johnson with one player.
Correct.
He is too versatile and explosive. So it takes two guys, and I've said this before, to replace him. Kerwin Williams replaces one element of David Johnson as a runner, and Andre Ellington hopefully replaces the other element of him as a pass catcher.
You know what? I'll go a little above 10% maybe.
I'll
go as high as 15, and here's another reason why. I think he does get the first opportunity here, or the majority of it. Like I said, you don't really care who the starter is. It's about who gets more touches in the backfield. And this week, they are at Indianapolis, so it's a really good matchup for the Cardinals running game. I mean, look, if Carson Palmer can't rebound on this, if you're a Larry Fitzgerald owner, this is what you got to look at. You need to bounce back now.
There's going to be touchdown opportunities this week. You just sparked my DFS interest. Now, you can play free fantasy football against us for a great cause at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. I'm already thinking about Kerwin Williams in my my DKMS lineup for this week. So, you know, that's something that certainly sparks my interest.
Yeah, I mean, it's matchup-driven. But like I said, yeah. I've only seen it's been a very small sample size. But when he's been on the field, he has looked pretty good. But once again, very, very small sample size. And if Chris Johnson gets signed tomorrow, that just muddies the waters even more.
Yeah, I mean, you know what's interesting, Scotty? Somebody asked you on Twitter, I think it was Kenny, said, will Chris Johnson resign in Arizona? You responded with, it's irrelevant, or fantasy irrelevant. It's right. not. It is not fantasy irrelevant at all.
The only relevancy I see is that it'll make it more crowded.
Well, that's number one. Number two, last time Chris Johnson was here, he was the main running back in Arizona before David Johnson.
I don't think Chris Johnson's going to be the main running back because I feel like if he had that opportunity, he would have been on the roster. Like I just said, you know, Arizona has looked at their roster and they've comprised it and said, you know, Kerwin Williams is here, Andre Ellington is here, and I forgot the name of the other guy who's in the mix. If Chris Johnson had any chance of being the guy for that team, he would not be hoping to get back on the roster.
But now that Johnson's gone, now that DJ's gone, I think they do need, he would be somebody that familiar with the system.
Correct.
You know, it's all that thing about trust and stuff like that.
So. Well, Williams has been in the system too.
No, I understand. Yeah. But I'm saying Johnson was let go. Chris Johnson was cut when David Johnson was healthy. David Johnson is no longer healthy, so they need to add another back.
Oh, yeah, for depth. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
So DJ Foster obviously was the first choice here in Arizona. Maybe they'll see what they have there instead of going after Chris Johnson, at least early, if nothing else. We will see. As I stated, I'm kind of interested in both of these guys, Kerwin Williams and Andre Ellington. I talked it out. You'd like to join us for this conversation.
I'm Greg, my voice that is my throat is scratchy this morning. I slept under the air. I have a scratchy voice this morning. My voice, my vocal cords, Greg, I don't know if you know this, is how I make my money. It's how I feed these children. Do you mind if I take care of my voice? Huh?
I do not mind.
Would you like some mouth-to-mouth from Scott?
No. I can't even laugh. It hurts so bad. This kid they got from the Patriots.
DJ Foster.
DJ Foster from the Pats
practice squad.
Maybe a dollar on him, too. He's a local kid. You know what I'm saying? So maybe they want to... inspirational story, narrative. You feel what I mean?
When you said $2 on Kerwin Williams, were you talking out of $1,000?
Yeah.
Why only
$2? Massive mistake.
What? It's going to be a committee. I'd rather have.
He's going to be the touchdown guy for them, though.
How many touchdowns are they going to score?
They're not going to score zero.
They're playing the Colts this week.
Exactly.
All right, well, they're playing the Colts this week. Yeah.
That's why I changed my mind.
They play the Niners twice.
They're going to play the Niners twice. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
When the David Johnson owner needs to go get Tariq Cohen. End the discussion.
Fine, but what about the not David Johnson owner? If Tariq Cohen goes away, Tariq Cohen is now off the board, right? And you said let him. You didn't say let him have him. You said make him spend a lot of money, right? So let's say he spends 85% of the budget, which is what you said, on Tariq Cohen. Tariq Cohen is now off the board. Somebody's going to pick up Kerwin Williams. And why should it be me?
This is smart thinking on Greg's part, because even if you put $850 right on Tariq Cohen and somebody puts like the entire $1,000, you have to put in contingent bids. Now let's say Kerwin Williams is your third guy, you still have to put a contingent bid after, say, Buck Allen and Tariq Cohen.
I don't know.
You know how much you put in.
I would go $2. I would go 18 to 25% for Kerwin Williams. I think it's more of a waste. It's going to be a full blown committee. The offense is not going to be that good anyway.
You're talking 25% for Kerwin Williams, 18-25%. I'm fine with this.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm fine with that. $2 out of $1,000.
I'm exaggerrating. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, I'm more or less
saying I have no interest in the player at all.
And that's fine. I have interest. I explain why I have interest in Andre Ellington, too, because of the year of the pass catcher running back. I think there's something here, and I think it needed to be
discussed. I kind of would rather fool with Chris Johnson than any of those dudes.
I don't get it. Well, this guy said he's fantasy irrelevant 1 moment ago.
Maybe he makes it more of a committee, but I felt like if they wanted to turn to him in an emergency, he would have made the team.
Well, that's not necessarily true. We've seen guys get cut and brought back and have impact before. Like
I said, yeah, but I'm saying they'll go to the other guys first, I think.
Maybe. I mean, listen, I don't know. I agree that they'll go to the other guys first, But I could see Chris Johnson being brought back and muddying these waters a little bit.
That's I agree with you. I agree with you there. I'm yeah. just, I don't think he's going to be the guy.
Maybe should make a trade for Adrian Peterson. I can't even laugh. Not. My throat hurts so bad.
Probably not. Okay. Thursday night, we got Thursday night football returns this week. I believe it's Texans and the Bengals.
Yes. You know,
every Texans tight end is a concussion. Every single one of them.
Oh, boy.
Except the one in the practice squad. He'll be promoted.
Yo, not to cut you off right quick. Danny Amendola concussed.
Also concussed, yes.
That's dangerous for him. Because he might be having, that might be 5 or 6 for him.
Sure.
I think inside injury said it was 3.
That's it?
Yeah, I think it was 3.
I thought it was Danny Amendola. That's what I'm doing. He just can't stay on the field.
Sorry, y'all.
Well, Scott said it, right? Like, we had this conversation about Danny Amendola versus Julian Edelman. And I said, listen, Danny Amendola in this lot could be what Julian Edelman is. And Scott said, number one, no, he can't. Number two, perhaps the biggest thing he can't do, he takes the hit like Julian Edelman can and get right back up. And that's just the body that is the...
Yeah.
That is the body.
I agree with the second point on that. I think he can be...
So that was where I conceded. That I think in this offense, they could be the same. But Julian Edelman gets back up every single time. Danny Amendola is just not capable of doing that. And I agree with that, Scott.
Yeah, but just like him and Woodhead usually end up in like the same clinic. It's just...
You know, I'm
bad.
I'm not a Chris Hogan truther, but I think he has a big week this week.
I think Chris Hogan has a really big week this week.
And it'd be good if he did, because he didn't really show nothing last week. But what's this guy's? I'm loading the Inside Injuries app up now. Excuse me. But he doesn't have the big concussion thing. Yeah. All right. So cool. I was worried about him. So yeah, that was Wes Welker. I got my.
By the way, if you're wondering who to pick up, go to rotoexperts.com this morning. We got the All In Kids waiver list, and we also have Joe Galina's waiver wire work.
Three concussions for him. Hey, so 3 concussions for him. Situation in Houston though, with them tight ends. Who is Deshaun Kaiser going to throw the football? Deshaun Watson going to throw the football to besides DeAndre Hopkins?
They get Jalen Strong back this week.
Is he definitely going to play? They're saying he's...
So he practiced
banged
yesterday.
Banged up, but he practiced, yeah.
He practiced yesterday with the ankle injury. And I don't know that it matters. Like, Deshaun Watson was bad on Sunday. Like, I think we need to talk about that.
I wouldn't say he was bad,
He
Greg.
Was bad.
He was better than Tom Savage.
That's really
the first drive he came out, he looked good, but then he went in the tank.
He didn't get a chance to practice. I'm a Watson truther.
I know you are.
I like Watson, too.
Your boy, Jason Braddock, actually pointed out that Deshaun Watson was significantly worse than Tom Savage on Sunday. That's your boy.
Well, Jason Braddock told us Tom Savage was going to have a job all damn season. He couldn't get out the first half.
I got to take that with a grain of salt because Braddock was really promoting.
Look,
he made me yell. Now my
look,
throat.
I watched that game and Watson was better than Savage. I disagree with Jason.
I think I might need a substitution.
But you did a hell of a job with that team.
You look like Woodhead.
Lemon and the honey.
Yeah, I'm like Danny Woodhead. Get Don Burns up here. My throat.
Jason Lacanfora did report late last
Ashley,
night.
That Ashley, Jason, I need you to help.
Jason Lacanfora did report last night that Deshaun Watson will be the starting quarterback on Thursday night. He's a new guy, Jason Braddock. Unfortunately, they'll not go with your guy, Tom Savage. Take a break. We'll come back. What are the headlines from yesterday? Put up next. Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Okay, so back here now, Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. A couple quick hitters for you here. Andrew Luck, within seconds, was ruled out for week 2. Still don't get why he's not on the pup list, to be honest with you.
October 1st, baby.
We'll see. It just doesn't seem close, man. It just doesn't seem close.
Yeah, it's still a couple weeks away.
You are still a couple weeks away. I have to imagine Jacoby Brissett will be the starter for Indy this week. I don't know if that gets better. I can't start a single Indianapolis Colt. I cannot do it. Not a single one.
You know what? I'm going to start going through some lineups, you know, as I get better, as I start to get up to speed. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start putting some lineups together as my throat. You know what I'm saying? We're doing some treatments to get me ready for the frenzy. I think I'm going to be benching T.Y. Hilton in some places this week.
You should.
Don't say that, Greg.
You should.
They're playing Arizona, right? Yeah, yep. So he's probably going to draw Peterson.
Oh, I'm not worried about Patrick Peterson.
You know, you're not worried about PP?
No. That's a great nickname. I'm not worried about him.
If there's anything that would get Scott to laugh, it's that joke.
Yeah, of course, that would. Scott's juvenile like that.
Scott's
talking, right?
Scott, should we be picking up Paul Richardson?
I think it depends on your situation, but he's definitely viable. As long as he's injury prone, you know, we talk about certain receivers that are like tall and thin. He's definitely one of them, but you know, he's got great ball skills. You know, we've seen him make some highlight reel type of catches. Nice 28-yarder in week one as well. And they Wilson's going to go to him downfield when he has the time. So I think he's definitely viable. They said they're going to give Lockett more run this week, but I trust, fantasy-wise, I trust Richardson a lot more than I do Lockett.
Yeah, I agree when it comes to the Seattle guys. We'll talk more about Richardson versus some of the other free agent pickups in a little bit. Let's go back to the phone lines, 844-843-6879. Mark in New Jersey, what's going on?
Hey, guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing okay.
Morning, Mark.
Hey, guys, quick question. So, Zach, you brought up a great point. The season is not over if you're a David Johnson owner.
Yep.
However, I'm in a keeper league, and I think the David Johnson owner of my league is going to be a little desperate. You think it's worth making a trade for David Johnson in order to keep him for the next season?
How's your team?
And
how's your team look this year?
My team is stacked. I took a flyer on Zeke, and so I've got Zeke, Kareem Hunt, Ty Montgomery. I'm looking good in the running back, so I've got some depth there.
I wouldn't give up. I think it's a good idea. I wouldn't give up nobody that's going to help you win this year. If I look down my bench, some of my depth, you know, trade from a position of strength on your team to his position of weakness, give him some, you know, a little bit of hope going through the rest. Because let me tell you something, he's going to be desperate because he want to enjoy the season. You feel what I'm saying? So if you can do that, I would go ahead and pull the trigger. But don't give him Zeke and do not give him Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, but what about Ty Montgomery? You got those two guys. I dangled Ty Montgomery out to him.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I was thinking the same thing.
That.
And remember, you're not just trading for next year. David Johnson is going to likely be back at some point this year.
No, don't do that.
I wouldn't do
that. Do not do that.
Right. I wouldn't do that.
Do not get that injury optimism when it comes to David Johnson.
If David Johnson was to come back, it would be week 14.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You might have him for your fantasy playoffs.
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
And if the Cardinals are out of it, they're not bringing David Johnson
And you would be comfortable putting David Johnson in your lineup in week 14?
You guys are right. But here's the other point that I want to make, too, though. A lot of people are going to hone in on that David Johnson owner today, and I'm going to get a lot of this, and George Kurtz will get a lot in his live chat tonight on rotoexperts.com at 7 p.m. Eastern. But also, people will remember, you have to give up something to get something in a lot of cases. I'm not saying that you have to, you know, not try to win the trade, but there are a lot of people who are going to try to give up nothing to get something. They're going to say the David Johnson owner is desperate, so I'm going to offer them, like, you know, Theo Riddick for Jordy Nelson or something like that. You'll get things like that. Or I'll offer him Adrian Peterson for Emmanuel Sanders. You know, just because the guy's desperate, he's not going to make, on the other side, doesn't necessarily mean you can get away with a lopsided trade offer. So always try to start well, winning the trade, but you know, don't try to like really lowball in a major way and expect to get it done either.
Well, here's what I'll say when it comes to this. Here's what I say when it comes to this trade. Number one, I'm not trading in a non-keeper league. I'm not trading for David Johnson, as I expressed to Scott just a second ago. I'm not getting involved in waiting for the injury.
No.
I'm behind the eight ball of the Andrew Luck thing in the league, and I hate myself for it. I'm not doing it with David Johnson. Number two, when it comes to the keeper league, what is the most important thing you can do in a league? The answer is win.
Yep.
I'm not worried about net. It's week one. You just told me your team is stacked. You got lucky with Ezekiel Elliott. You got lucky over here or over there. I am not going to potentially break up a core for this year in order to get David Johnson for
him.
I'm not going to do that. If it has any effect on winning a championship this year, because my goal is to win a championship.
But Ty Montgomery, Greg, you can move Montgomery with David Johnson. I would do this.
Here's another thing to think about, though. Let's just think about this, too, though. We're just through 1 week, right? You look at your depth now, and you're like, okay, you know, I'm stacked. I have three running backs.
Correct.
Makes an excellent point.
What if, God forbid, Kareem Hunt goes out next week and he gets injured? You need that depth.
Say Eddie Lacy. Use one of your bum-ass running backs. Do not say Kareem Hunt.
Oh, wait a minute.
Don't put that mojo out there.
One of my bum-ass running backs who I put in the lineup and beat you 141 to 116 with this
one
week?
One of those same
dudes.
Yeah,
one of those bum-ass running backs. I'm saying anybody can go out and get injured.
No, here's the thing I would do. If David Johnson is going to be out with, say, the IR designated to return,
sure,
and I know maybe after like 8 weeks he's coming back, I offer a Ty Montgomery if I have that depth that he's saying he has a running back.
Yeah.
Because then you, at some point in that stretch run, look, if he's only out for 8 weeks, he's coming back. Then they're not going to let the guy, I don't care how bad they are, if they're 0-8. He's still 0-9. He's still going
to
play football.
Well, they don't have to designate him to return right away. They could do it at any point. So they're going to put him on IR, and I got to tell you. That's what's going
to
happen.
Here's the other thing. If your team looks stacked, you don't have to make a trade.
Correct.
With that owner. Keep your depth, because you never know when you may need it.
I agree, Scotty.
Yeah, this is also a keeper league as well, and I understand you want to win. But if you get the... If we find out he's going to be out for 2 months, say it's going to be that, I'm willing to make this trade. I'm willing to move Montgomery, get David Johnson if I have Zeke and Hunt, and then have a three-headed monster the stretch run.
But Scotty's right. If let's say Zeke gets suspended next week all of a sudden, then what do you do?
Oh, that's a good point right there.
Then what do you do? Now you just traded away your second running back.
It's all about your depth and the level of risk you're willing to take.
You are taking on risk for no reason.
Good, if your own team is good, and you have a team like that where you can play Montgomery in the flex, and you got those Ezekiel Elliott, Kareem Hunt, you already have a very, very good lineup. You don't necessarily have to go out there and hone in on that David Johnson order. Worry about your own squad.
People were willing to draft Zeke if he had the six-game suspension.
Mm-hmm.
So if David Johnson's going to miss eight games, and you get him back, say...
You're going to have people that's going to be like, oh, I can get him for my playoffs. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Here's the thing, though. You're not going to know if it's eight games. You're not going to know the exact number. You're not going to... You have no idea.
Let's hear what they say about the injury and stuff. You know,
The latest that we know is that Bruce Arians compared it to TJ Logan, and TJ Logan's out for 12 weeks. That's the latest.
I had a great question for Matt. We talked about this during baseball. It's a little bit different, though. When Mike Trout went down, you were the guy who strongly advised to trade for him. Do you look at that in that sort of vein, like he's only going to miss 8 weeks? You know, is it kind of a Mike? We knew a Mike Trout was just going to miss about 2 months. It's a different timeline, but I just remember that you were the guy who said to go out and trade for him.
If it's a different sport.
Look, it's 27 weeks compared to 16.
But my point
was... It's the same concept.
No, it's not the concept.
Not the same concept at all.
I traded for Mike Trout every day. I knew he was coming back at some time in July or August.
And you was going to get every day from him.
Hold on, guys. If we find out tomorrow he's supposed to miss up to 8 weeks, he should be back. Dr. A comes on, says in 2 months he'll be back. Okay? David Johnson will be back in 2 months. He's going to miss the next 8 games. Are you not? People were willing to draft Zeke and miss 6 games. That's my point.
If you told me guaranteed lock 1,000% he's back in 8 games, sure. But you're never going to hear that. You're never going to hear that. Because it's number one.
Not in the NFL. They're not
number
say
one,
that.
It's the NFL. Number two, with this injury, the head coach already compared it to do the top 12. And plus, they do not have to put him on, they don't have to designate him to return until the week they need him to.
No, so, I understand, but if he's healthy, he's coming back. He's not going to play the last 6 weeks of the season if he's healthy.
Well, if you say that, if this team is 3-9 and he comes back, are they bringing him back?
Yeah, I mean, come on, he's not going to play. It's his risk.
If they're 3-9,
if he's fully healthy, he's not going to play. They're just going to sit him there.
Is this the same injury? I don't know the answer to this. I'm hoping one of you guys do. Is this the same injury that cost Theo Riddick the season last year?
Not Theo Riddick broke.
Did Theo Riddick get injured later in the year, though?
He broke two of them, didn't he?
Yeah, broke both of them. Somebody pushed him. And somebody pushed him real hard. And he was like, oh, and he got his hands out, and he broke his wrist.
Tried to break his fall.
Man, it's very tough.
So, there you go. LeSean McCoy is going to continue eating until he drops, literally. So I would sell high on LeSean McCoy. You said it yesterday, Corey. They literally get a hand of the ball literally until he dies.
Oh, yeah. I would do the same thing. Go ahead.
The Browns have not committed to starting Kenny Britt this week. What a fall from grace to drafting Kenny Britt, loving Kenny Britt. Look what he did with the Rams, a terrible team. Now he's with the Browns, a terrible team. Look what Kenny Britt can be. And now Hugh Jackson says, I don't even know if this dude's my starter.
Yeah, he said a very critical drop last week that he was very, very upset about. And you know, Corey Coleman's the guy in that offense. You know, Kaiser's had radar for him since the preseason.
Or Duke Johnson could be the guy. Just kidding. Don't do Duke Johnson.
You know, he played only primarily out of wide receiver this week.
Oh, I know. He's every snap is a wide receiver or a tight end. When we come back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning, we'll finish with the headlines, get to hour number three, and get that waiver wire preview for you. All up next on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, proud to sponsor brand new fantasy game with DKMS. We are trying. We're trying to save lives, literally. And that's what's really cool about this whole thing. Because blood cancer are a very, very deadly disease. And the guys at DKMS want you to potentially become a bone marrow donor. It's a really, really great cause. On the BFFs, we did it, right? We swabbed the cheeks. We did it all. And it's super, super easy to become a bone marrow donor. And, you know, we would love for you to at least consider the option. Head on over to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and sign up, right? Just read more information. Sign up for more information. You don't have to register there. Just sign up for more information and potentially you can help save somebody's life. And forget, you know, that's a really great cause. But a lot of people are me people, and I get that. What will you do for me? Well, here's what we'll do for you. You can play a DFS game every single week. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Fantasy Draft is sponsoring it. And you can go to Fantasy Draft, play the Roto Experts DKMS game. We had 1,000 people run out were in the game last week. And if you win one of the weeks for 1 through 16, you qualify for week 17. And if you get to week 17 and you win at FantasyDraft.com, a DFS game against the 16 other people that won, you will go to the Super Bowl. That's right. All you have to do is read information about DKMS, about what they do, and then maybe you can go on and donate your bone marrow, help blood cancer. You can do all of that, and you can also play in a free, completely 1,000% free chance to go to the Super Bowl for participating in a DFS game, fantasydraft.com, and participating in the Roto Experts free roll DKMS for a chance to go to Super Bowl 52 in Minnesota.
Yeah, there's more information on rotoexperts.com this morning, and the really cool thing about it is, you know, there's no catch to it. It's just, it's free to play. It's for a great cause. You know, all we're asking you to do is help us build awareness to this and maybe even become a donor. And, you know, it was fun last week, you know, because, you know, fantasy football, when you play fantasy sports for great causes, I think it's a great thing. I talk about this with Big League Impact as well recently. Just like I'm watching the Rams go off defensively, and I have them in my rotoexperts.com/DKMS fan draft lineup. I stick Cooper Kupp in there. You know, it makes it more fun. Look, it's really cool to sit here and, you know, talk about whipping Corey, you know, beating him in fantasy football, 141 to 116. But, you know, it's also great to do it for a great cause as well. You know, if Mariota didn't had a better day, I would have had an even better lineup. But I'm already thinking about, you know, I'm already looking at the salaries on FanDraft as soon as I can. And I'm thinking, based on what Maddie said, to maybe stick Kerwin Williams in there against the Colts.
Stick Arizona's defense in there. Bounce back this week.
That's the move for sure.
Survivor pick against the Colts this week, too.
We'll get Survivor.
Sorry, I'm thinking ahead.
Later on in the week, for sure.
Look, you got a chance to go to the Super Bowl, so it's a great cause. Super Bowl. Why not?
Yeah, it's a fantastic cause. And no one's saying you have to go sign up for anything. Read more information. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Hey, I mentioned before the break that the Browns, Well, they're not saying Duke Johnson's a wide receiver. They're not saying Kenny Britt's a starting wide receiver. Outside of Corey Coleman, is there anyone you can trust right now in the receiving game, Matt, in Cleveland?
You want to know somebody to keep an eye on is the Seth Duvall.
Yeah.
He's a guy that, you know, in the preseason was getting some play, getting some love. Corey Coleman, I watched in the last week or so of drafts once the live events came. A lot of smart people were on him. I even got a couple shares in the final weekend. So it seems like he's the guy that's going to get force-fed by Kaiser. So he's the guy you want to... I mean, I'm not going to totally write off Kenny Britt just yet.
I don't care
what they're saying. What are the other options? Is Ricardo Lewis going to step up and, you know, do something? I'm not so sure about that. So, yeah, don't just give up on Kenny Britt. You have a bench for a reason.
They have a bench for... You have a bench for a reason, for sure. Would you not... So you're going to hold on to Kenny Britt rather than drop him for some of the top pickups this week?
I mean, it depends what my bench looks like, but if there's somebody else I could drop, I don't want to just get rid of Kenny Britt. The guy did have 1,000 yards last season on a terrible team with terrible quarterbacks.
That's for sure. That's for sure. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get back to Monday Night Football, and then we'll get into the top waiver wire pickups of the week. Running backs, wide receivers, tight end. How much will our experts spend of their budget? They will tell you when we get back live on the Fantasy Sports Network, and of course, streaming here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.